Hello everyone and welcome to the Prayer Experience. Thank you for joining me today. It's Friday. Well, it's Friday, 1 p.m. UK time here where we are, and it's a nice, not too chilly, not too sunny weather. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, so once again, welcome to the Prayer Experience. Please share this video. If you are live with us, just click the share button right now. Let's share that on YouTube, share it on Facebook, share it on your WhatsApp page, share it on Twitter. We'd like to get people praying with us. Say the more prayer we have in the world, the better we have, happier people actually, because you can take all of that. We can take all of that cares and worries and turn them to God. Please subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network channel on YouTube. We want to see that numbers ramp up. If you've got friends, okay, you can let them know that there is a place they can go. They can, we've got a lot of podcasts, a lot of recorded videos. You know, it's a daily devotional. It's not very long. It's just 30 minutes, you know. Let's get people aware of that. And if you're live with us again, please leave a comment. We'd like to know what God is doing in your life. Share the good news with us, okay? Let's celebrate with you. And if you have a prayer request, please share that with us as well. We've got prayer intercess prayers, or people who pray, or intercessors on the platform. And I can tell you that they will be really excited to pray with you, okay? All right. And the Prayer Experience hotline number, that is on the screen, all right? I'm going to use this verse of scripture as a thanksgiving as we kickstart the session today. Look at this verse of scripture in Psalm 103 and verse 17. This is the NLT version, and it says, "But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him." It says his salvation extends to the children's children. God's commitment to us is everlasting. When he cut a covenant with Abraham, it was to his generations and the generations after him. God's covenant with us is not just with us, but to our children's children. There are things you're doing today, some of you, just for the fact that you are on the Prayer Experience, standing in faith, praying for other people, people that you do not even know, interceding for them day in and day out, your children and your children's children will be protected. They will enjoy the blessings of the Lord. It's in the covenant. It's God's way of compensating you for all that time. It's God's way of blessing us. I want us to thank God today. I said, his love, his loving kindness, some translation would say, his faithfulness, his steadfast love is with those who fear him, is with those who stand in the place of intercession for others, is with those who have a heart for the plan of God. And his covenant, his salvation extend. You know what salvation is? Every good thing that God has for us, protecting you. Yes, we can talk about all the blessings that we enjoy being protected by God. We can talk about the angels who keep guard over us. God's love towards us never ceases. Have you experienced God's love in the recent times? Yes, I can answer that question for you. Yes, you have. That you are alive here with us today, or you're listening to the recorded version, is a testament of God's faithfulness to you. So let's take some moment and let's just thank him for that. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you, Lord. So many ways you show us that you are for us. Thank you for your covenant of love, your covenant of protection, your covenant of prosperity, your covenant of healing. Everything that Jesus died for, we partake of that. We enjoy that. And not only us, our children's children will enjoy that. Even when we are long gone, they would know that it's because of the Lord's goodness that they are alive, that they have been born, that they enjoy his protection, they enjoy his blessing, they enjoy his love. Oh, Father, thank you. He said, Jacob, I have loved. You love us, God, because you chose us. We didn't choose you first. You chose us first. What a blessing. You saw us when no one else did. You picked us up when no one else would have mercy on us. When no one else would stop to help us like that lone stranger. But thank you. You are God. We look to you and our faces are brightened. We look to you. Our help is from you. We look to you and we are never ashamed. Thank you, Lord. Our children will enjoy this covenant. They will always have everything they need. They will always be protected. They will always be provided for. They will always be healed, just as we are always healed. And we want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Another blessing of the Lord is we get to thank God for one another. You know, some of you, some of us may never see you face to face, maybe apart from some still pictures or live pictures. There's some of you we would never know. Some people would never know that watch the prayer experience. People all over the world. There was a message of someone on the chat the other day who said, you know, they use the prayer experience for all their congregation to pray together. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that such a blessing that we can share what God is doing in our lives via this platform? God be praised. God alone be praised. We want to hear of more of that. Could you let us know how you are using the prayer experience? How are you using it to bless others? How are you using it in your daily devotion? And write us an email. Let us know. Or put it on the chat. It's good to know. It will encourage somebody. It will bless somebody as well. Okay. All right. Let's go on. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right time. I got another scripture, which is in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, says, come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. I've got one more scripture to go. It's in Isaiah 43, 26, says, and this is Berean Study Bible says, remind me, let us argue the matter together. State your case so that you may be vindicated. The emphasis today is how we approach God's presence. You see, when you have boldness about something, you have confidence, You have an assurance. You have a knowing, something that is kind of like the bedrock of what you believe. You know, your children, they know who they belong to. They know who their parents are. They know you as their parent or your family. They know you. So when somebody, you know, if you're walking by in a neighborhood, you know where your house is. You know where your father's house is, or your mother's house, or your family home is. And you enter with confidence. God is saying to us, come, I'd like to talk with you about what you've got on your heart. God is inviting us to come. Say, come, let us reason together. Come, remind me of my word. Let's argue this case together. God is asking for an open court with us. I say, remind me of my word. Tell me what I said. See, on our part, we have to have that assurance. And when we come before him in prayer, we know that one, we have access by the blood of Jesus. That knowing that we can come, that knowing that somebody else doesn't have to come on my behalf if I know how to come, if I know how to approach his throne, I can come before him. I can just stay where I am, shut my eyes, keep it open. I can connect with the Spirit of God. I can translate right before his presence because I know I've got access to his presence. That's a level of confidence not many people have. Another way we can come with confidence and with that assurance or boldness is when we know what we have in him. When we know, yes, we know we can come to him, we can approach his throne, but we also know what he's made available to us. We know when we say, God, heal my brother's body, when we say, God, save my sister, save my brother, save my mother, we know on what basis we're coming. We know his word. And that's why it's important. You know, when we pray on the prayer experience, the format we use, we go by the word. Because the word is the legal basis by which we can ask what we are asking. The enemy may try to discourage us from approaching his presence through condemnation. But see, you can take the word, use that word against him, and say, no, the scripture says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If he says you are not worthy to come before his presence, say, no, I have access by the blood of Jesus. If he says, okay, so you can come, I appear before God, he said, no, I know his word promised me help. Psalmist says, I look up to the hills, I look up to the mountains, not to man, not to the lower ground, but to him, the one who is higher, the one who can answer me. I look up to him. That's where my help comes from. I want us to have a moment, you know, just reflecting on those scriptures. God is saying, come, remind me of my word. If you have a need today, what word are you standing on? You've got to find the word. And that's something we do on prayer experience. If we're praying for the nations, praying for a specific thing regarding the nations, we have a basis by which we come. It's like the passcode. God is saying, come with boldness. We come with this word. And we say, God, you said in your word, you said, I will heal your wounds. So I approach you based on that word. You say, God, you supply all my needs. So I approach you based on your word. I come with a certainty. I come with an assurance because I know your word promised me deliverance. It's mine. I take it. You see, he's not holding on to it. It's not stored in a vault in heaven. He's giving it freely. He's giving it. We only approach his presence and we say, God, I receive that. I take it. My healing, I take it. The sanity of my mind, I take it. Can you do that with me right now? Whatever it is you're standing in faith for, will you release your faith and say, God, this is how we approach you. You say, come boldly. I'm coming boldly, not in myself. I come boldly based on your word. And your word says that I should come boldly. Your word says to come and remind you of what you've written in your word concerning me, your covenant, your promise, Father. We take it. Every word you have spoken to us, we take it. Some of you have received prophecies, words given by the Holy Spirit. God has spoken to you in your private moments. Those words are his promises. We can take those words back and say, God, I'm interested. I'm interested in my healing, in my health, in my wholeness. I'm interested in my help. I'm interested in getting that wisdom I need for that situation. I'm interested in the favor that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a good thing. Yeah. I used to say, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have a good heritage. You know what a heritage is? It's yours. It's a landmark. It's that which cannot be taken from you. They would have to strip you of your identity to take away your heritage. But that is not possible because it's dipped in the blood of Jesus. Father, we release our faith. For every promise is ours. We take it in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, health, wholeness, provision, a supply, and a abundant supply. Promising your word. An abundant supply. Every need is met. That bill's got to be paid. There's a provision for every need. There's a supply for that school fees to be paid. There is a supply. God, even when we find ourselves in adverse situations, there is help from above. And we take it, God, because we come based on your word. And your words never fail. And you never lie. God, your steadfast love is your integrity. It abides. It endures forever. And we want to thank you for that because it is ours. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we say, we speak to every situation in our lives. We speak, we say, let the word of God begin to work in every situation. We speak to every mountain. The Bible says every mountain shall be made low. Lord, there is no situation today in my life that doesn't have an equivalent response from the word. And the word is higher. The word is greater. I take the side of the word in my life Everything begins to align. My health begins to align. My children begin to align with the word. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know that scripture that says, give no place, no foothold, no ground, geographical ground, spiritual ground, nada, nothing. Give no room, no space, no thought to the enemy. Never have a lazy day. Amen. Look at this verse of scripture. We're going to pray for the church. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. This is the NIV translation. Yeah, it says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Okay, we're going to pray for the church and say, Father, until the church has a better revelation of who we are, we can't take possession of what is ours. So we begin to pray and say, God, that your church will come into a place of greater revelation, a revelation of what is ours, a revelation that the eyes of our understanding will be opened, will be flooded with light, will come to know by divine revelation, by divine intervention, will come to know what is ours, and will take it. And the church will no longer be the servant, say, you've made us the head and not the tail. The church will no longer be the servant, but the head. In all situations, you have made us the head. God, give us a revelation of that which you have made available to us. Your church, your people, your church all over the world, across the nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, my. I'm going to just take healing prayers. I'm going to skip to healing prayers and look at this verse of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. This is a Message translation. It says, he used his servant body, talking about Jesus, to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. Can you say this with me? Jesus, I thank you. You carried my sin, so that I wouldn't carry it. I wouldn't bear the penalty for my sins. You carried it on yourself, on your body. You were wounded. You were beaten. You were insulted. You were abused. Lord, for my sake, that everything you have carried, every sickness, every disease that was hung on you on that cross, you carried it, that your wounds will represent freedom, healing, and health for me. And I take it, Lord. I receive it. I don't have to bear it again. I refuse it. I do not take it on my body. I speak to my body. You got to do this with me. Okay, come and do this with me. So I speak to my body. Body, you be healed. Because there's no room to carry any more sickness, disease, pain, wounds. Because Jesus bore it all. I take the sacrifice. Because I was nailed on the cross with him, and I arose with him, and I'm seated with him. In heaven, there is no sickness, there's no wounds. So God, I release my faith. Whatever needs fixing in my body, let it be fixed. I receive the divine intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, can you thank God with me? Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Just take a moment and just thank him. Just praise him. I see somebody doing a dance, just do that dance and that will launch you into your healing. Come on, can we rejoice in him for just a minute, a second? Father, thank you. All that you have done, all that Jesus did for me, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a good God. What an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank you for praying with us today. Thank you for being there. And for those of you listening afterwards, thank you for praying along with us. And we trust God that, you know, as we go into the weekend, you have a really wonderful weekend ahead of you. Please subscribe to the audio podcast. Those are readily available for you to listen to them. We're back into the weekend routine, which is Saturday 6 p.m. and Sunday 6 p.m. I want to believe God that this will be one of the best weekends you have ever had, because amazing things will happen on your behalf. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Just cry.